Charles Manns. Let's hear your story.
Let's turn the clock back a bit to May of 2012. On May 6th, thousands of Russians marched to protest the inauguration of Putin to a third presidential term. It's what was called a sanction meeting here. Organizers had agreed with the authorities over the time, place, and path of the event in the interest of public safety. Only something went wrong. A heavy police presence blocked protesters' path to a park near the Kremlin, creating a human bottleneck. Skirmishes broke out between police and protesters. Alexei Gaskarov and his fiancée Anna Karpova found themselves caught up in the melee. Anna picks up the story. She describes a chaotic scene as police charged protesters, knocking people down and making arrests. She says as she and Alexei made their way out through the crowd, she heard him yell stop and lunge forward. Amateur video shows Alexei pulling a security trooper off a fallen protester and then releasing him. Another shows an officer kicking Gaskarov in the head as he lay on the ground. Alexei later filed a complaint against police, but he was ultimately detained, one of several dozen arrested for inciting mass disorder in what has become known here as the Bolotnaya affair. In retrospect, Gaskarov may have been an obvious target. He was a community organizer outside Moscow and an emerging talent in leftist opposition circles. He'd advocated for free and fair elections, and amid a rise in nationalist and neo-Nazi activity in Russia, he was a leader in the anti-fascist movement. What Gaskarov wasn't, says Anna's father, Fyodor Karpov, was a hothead or a thug.
He was for justice, but was always trying to find a constructive solution, some way to be helpful. He wasn't just about tearing things down, and that's a wonderful trait of his. He's the kind of person who could make Russia and its government stronger.
But that's not how the authorities saw it. Officers testifying in secret claimed they had video evidence that Gaskarov had led attacks on police. The footage was never shown. As the court case ground on, Gaskarov was repeatedly denied bail, and evidence that might have helped clear him denied. Anna Karpova says that when others in the Bolotnaya trials received prison sentences of 3.5 years earlier this year, she knew what was coming. Assuming the worst, she and Gaskarov arranged to marry at a Moscow prison earlier this month. On Monday, Gaskarov was also sentenced to 3.5 years for inciting mass riots. Speaking in court, Gaskarov maintained his innocence, but said he had no illusions about the court's independence. If Russia's path to freedom lies through prison, he said, he was willing to go. But many are not, says Nadia Tolokolnikova, formerly of the punk art group Pussy Riot. She spent 2 years in prison for a protest against Putin that made headlines worldwide. She says the Bolotnaya trials are ultimately about sending a message to those who once dared defy the government.
This is to tell those people who went out on the streets to keep quiet. If you take into consideration that most of the people protesting were from the middle class, the authorities are showing them that for even the smallest action, you have a lot to lose.
And so far, the threat has worked. Protests, once in the thousands, have dwindled to just a few. After the verdicts against Gaskarov and the others were announced, one lone woman chanting freedom was quickly hustled away by police. It seemed indicative of the times. Kremlin loyalists have cheered the verdicts, seeing them as a sign that Russia is being protected from the chaos that's engulfed neighboring Ukraine, says Fyodor Karpov.
A lot of people said they did the right thing sentencing these guys, because they're the ones trying to launch a revolution, like in Ukraine. But they've got it backwards. It's these very people who went out there because they want to avoid a revolution.
But he says corrupt elections and broken courts leave Russia's political system fundamentally unstable. Radical solutions may seem like the only option left. That may appear unlikely right now. But if it does happen, Russia may find that figures like Alexei Gaskarov would be sorely missed. For The World, this is Charles Maines in Moscow.